The message from businesses in Donegal at the meeting was that government must deliver a comprehensive support programme for companies that will struggle with the introduction of the living wage. The Low Pay Commission has recommended an increase to increase the national minimum wage by 12% or €1.40, which would bring it to 12.70 next January. IBEC recognises the government's decision to move to a living wage, but we want to see the transitionary period between now and 2026 to include measures that will help businesses, especially those small to medium enterprises that will find it hardest to absorb the significant extra cost.
If businesses can't stay open to sustain the livable wage, people aren't going to have jobs.
Yeah, and I think it's important to bear in mind as well, the move to living wage is not the only measure from government that will add to business costs. New legislation and pending legislation, for example, around statutory sick pay, auto-enrolment for pensions, as well as new and enhanced protective leave entitlements, all have a price tag. The living wage is coming, and businesses will do what is asked of them, but we must get the transition right. And like I said, it's essential that businesses are not forced into introducing reduced hours or layoffs or even closing altogether because of these cost pressures that are being placed upon them.